Here's the news from Ellensburg Community Radio. Katie Bloom will serve as the 2025 Ellensburg Rodeo Queen. She was crowned as the Ellensburg Rodeo Queen this past Saturday. Rebecca Mundell completed her tenure as the 2024 Rodeo Queen. Over the year, Bloom will represent the rodeo and community at regional events. The Ellensburg Rodeo takes place over Labor Day weekend. With low temperatures in the forecast, the lobby between the Ellensburg Public Library and the Hal Holmes Community Center will open at 8 a.m. each day this week to serve as a morning warming center. And the City of Roslyn and Upper Kittitas County fuel crews intend to conduct a controlled burn at the Roslyn Burn Dump on Memorial Drive either today or Thursday. People sensitive to smoke are advised to close their windows during and after the burn operations. The annual point-in-time count of the homeless population is Thursday. Training for those interested in assisting is from 11 a.m. to noon today. Contact Hope Source at 509-925-1448 for registration information. A public hearing for the Bullfrog Flats Development Project will be at 6 p.m. Thursday at Clay Ellum City Hall. The Bullfrog Flats Development Project is a phased, mixed-use development located in the western part of Clay Ellum, between Bullfrog Road and State Route 903. The application includes the first three phases of the project. These phases are part of an overall project proposed to be developed over an approximately 10-year period, and they include 1,334 single-family and multi-family housing units, 950,000 square feet of business park uses, and open space, including parks, trails, and recreational facilities. The hearing is before the city's hearing examiner. Hal Holmes Community Center hosts Family Storytelling, The Importance of Story to Family Legacy, and that's at 6:30 p.m. Thursday. This event aims to help people learn how to incorporate storytelling in preserving family history. It's free and open to the public. And a Lunar New Year Festival will be held from 6 to 8 p.m. Thursday in the Cirque Ballroom. The Korean Culture Club, Asian Studies Program, and some others are giving students and community members a space to celebrate and others to learn about and enjoy the holiday through entertainment and food. CWU music professors saxophonist Aaron Burr and pianist Zhang An will hold a joint faculty recital at 6 p.m. Friday in the McIntyre Music Building. The show will explore themes of loss, memory, folklore, and cats. The performance is free and open to the public. Friday is the deadline to enter the Enterprise Challenge. The challenge, sponsored by the Kittitas County Chamber of Commerce, is an annual business plan competition for new and emerging companies within Kittitas County. Registration information is on the Chamber's website. Two Central Washington University football players were named to the College Sports Communicators Academic All-America team. Tyler Flanagan received first-team honors, while Slade Edwards was named to the second team. Flanagan holds a 3.91 GPA in his master's in occupational safety and health management, and Edwards maintains a 3.81 GPA in mechanical engineering technology. The Fish Open Table Lunch is chicken verde chili and pears. The lunch is open to all seniors age 60 plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Ellensburg and noon to 1 p.m. in Clay Ellum. Meal sites are the Ellensburg Open Table and the Clay Ellum Seventh-day Adventist Church. The community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal is from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg location. The forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 38 degrees. Sunset is at 5:01 p.m. and the expected nighttime low is 19 degrees. Winds will be light and variable. Check out all this information. It's on our website. That's ebergradio.org. And for Ellensburg Community Radio, this is Robin Arango.